from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. President Trump calls the Chicago shootings an absolute and total disaster. Calls are now coming in to get leadership in the city to step down. Fox's Griff Jenkins has the latest.
The president is blaming Chicago's leaders for this unbelievable surge in gun violence as the local leaders try and figure out how to stem the spike in these shootings. According to the Chicago Tribune, at least 74 people were shot last weekend, 12 were killed, 41 people were shot in a seven-hour period early Sunday morning. Their ages ranged from 11 to 62. The largest attack was on 8 in the South Side just after midnight on Monday. It included three teenage girls. Chicago's police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, stressed the need to crack down on unruly large outdoor gatherings. City officials are blaming the bloody weekend on gangs and access to guns.
President Trump has threatened to send in federal officers to help local law enforcement.
A man who owed about $400,000 in taxes and was convicted of shooting and wounding a Wichita tax agent has been sentenced to nearly 14 years in prison. Ricky Wirths was sentenced yesterday, found guilty in June of attempted first-degree murder for shooting Courtney Holloway five times at a Kansas Department of Revenue office, Twin Lakes in Wichita, back in September of 2017. That shooting happened the same day that Holloway served a tax warrant on Wirth's home.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier's campaign has set up a voting integrity telephone hotline as his close Republican primary race with Secretary of State Chris Kobach remains unsettled.
Collier's campaign announced the hotline Thursday. A spokesman said they had received countless reports of voters experiencing issues at the polls. Kobach is the state's chief elections officer and told reporters Wednesday that he knew of no reports of irregularities outside of a long delay in the reporting of results from the state's most populous county because of issues with its new machines. Collier's campaign announced the new hotline as election officials confirmed that a mistake shortened Collier's vote total for another county in the state's results by 100 votes. The discovery of the mistake cut Kobach's lead to 91 votes. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The White House political team mapping out its strategy for the midterm elections.
President Trump has expressed confidence that Republican congressional candidates will win with his support, writing in a tweet that he expects what he called a giant red wave. To that end, the president is expected to hit the road often in September and October, campaigning for Republicans running for seats in the House and the Senate. Some Republican strategists view Tuesday's result in Ohio's special congressional election as a dark omen 3 months ahead of Election Day. Democrats need 23 additional seats to take over the House and 2 seats to take control of the Senate. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Officials in Connecticut say a man has taken stalking to a global level.
A Korean man's been arrested in Connecticut, accused of stalking his ex-girlfriend around the world. Police in Bridgeport say they arrested 61-year-old Kwak Hyo Dong this week after responding to a report a woman was screaming in a bank parking lot. The woman told police she had fled her home country to escape an abusive relationship with Dong, and he tracked her down in Hawaii, Alaska, and eventually Bridgeport, where she has a friend. He had also apparently gained access to her banking information. He's now jailed on a stalking charge. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
8:35 now, Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With temperatures starting in the 70s across south-central Kansas, we'll see a quick warm-up again into the afternoon. Our high today, 94. Isolated thunderstorms begin forming later on today. A few of those could produce some heavier rainfall. Scattered storms in this evening, our low 67. Tomorrow will be dry in 92, but rain chances increase again on Sunday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy. Cloudy, calm, and 69 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted. It's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward He's telling us about a rap video, a much-viewed rap video.
Yeah, that's getting a lot of play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah! Mary Halsey of West Warwick, Rhode Island, taking to Facebook to share footage of her recent performance, rapping all the lyrics to Missy Elliott's 2002 hit, Work It.
Is it Let me work it. I put my thing now, flip it, and reverse it.
Halsey shows off some dance moves and beatboxing skills. Her talents caught the attention of Elliott herself, who shared it on Twitter, telling fans, I just found out I have a funky white sister, saying she straight killed the song.
Thank you very much.
The clip has been viewed over 7 million times. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Strangely enough, Ted has found out he has a funky white sister as well.
Yeah. Hmm. Amazing. 7 million views.
Yeah. Seven?
Yeah,
wow.
Did you hear that? Cher is turning her latest film appearance into a new album.
Cher is back behind the mic. The superstar will release Dancing Queen, a new album of ABBA covers, on September 28th. She tweeted the news Thursday with a music clip. Apparently starring in the film Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, actually inspired her to record an album. She released a statement saying, I was reminded again of what great and timeless songs they wrote and started thinking, why not do an album of their music? Adding, the songs were harder to sing than I imagined. Cher is scheduled to be awarded a Kennedy Center honor on December 2nd in Washington, D.C. The Cher Show musical opens on Broadway December 3rd. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
You know, sometimes, Steve, when in the news business here, when we're reading a story and so they have someone's name spelled out phonetically that might be hard to pronounce.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. Right.
I did notice that Fox News today actually did spell out Cher's name phonetically for me in the copy.
How do they spell it?
S-H-A-R-E. So okay. Cher, yeah. Parentheses, Cher.
Well, probably some younger
users. I'm going to say there's probably young people in the industry that see that word and they don't know who that is.
Rockstar Cher.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm. So I did pronounce it correctly.
Good.
Cher.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did a good job. Let's get up close about the new movie Eighth Grade.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Bo Burnham, director of the new film exploring that pivotal time in life, Eighth Grade.
I like your shirt a lot. It's like so cool. What?
Burnham is loving the critical acclaim.
It's, you know, beyond what we thought it was ever going to be, so we're over the moon. But at the same time, once you get a little taste of that buzz, you just need more and more of that buzz. You build up a buzz tolerance very quickly. Now I'm a fiend.
Burnham believes the film is sparking a big conversation on modern-day adolescence.
I think this might be one of the first things that just gives people a real portrayal of what kids are living with right now, because everyone's curious about it, and even nationally we're kind of having a big conversation about what it means to be young right now and how it's affecting them.
Though he says it's not a message kind of film.
We just want people to feel. We just don't. Yeah. We're not really worried about... This movie's not going to wag its finger and try to give a speech to you. It's just trying to give you an experience. So we just hope people leave having felt something.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
I got to say, Eighth Grade may have been my least favorite worst year ever.
Really?
If it weren't for Seventh Grade. Seventh and Eighth Grade.
Wow.
Ugh. I won't go into it.
Okay.
But it was traumatic.
Mm. I had a really good Eighth Grade.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that was the highlight of my athletic prowess. Mm.
Not me.
It's all been downhill. Since
man.
That movie's rated R, by the way.
Oh, is it? The eighth graders can't go see it.
Not without their parents with them. Singer Lance Bass looking to help HGTV remodel the Brady Bunch home.
From jilted buyer to possible host, a day after it was revealed HGTV outbid former NSYNC member Lance Bass on the house featured in the Brady Bunch, Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott took to Twitter to hint he may be helping out in renovations. Responding to Bass's tweets congratulating the cable channel on the buy, Scott wrote, "Would love to work with you. This is such an iconic home and it really played an important part of my childhood, reinforcing strong family values." HGTV also telling Bass to consider himself part of the HGTV bunch. The singer tweeting back, "If you're looking for a host, I'm in." HGTV's parent company, Discovery, says it plans to restore the home to its 1970s glory. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's check out the movies coming out this weekend.
I'm Michelle Polino. In The Meg, Jason Statham leads this action-packed thriller as Jason Taylor. After escaping an attack by what he claims was a 70-foot shark, Taylor must confront his fears.
It's Megalodon.
He's kidding, right?
To save those trapped in a sunken submersible. In a small town in Massachusetts, a group of friends fascinated by the internet lore of the Slender Man attempt to prove that he doesn't actually exist until one of them mysteriously goes missing.
We need a white officer to play me when they meet face to face.
Black Klansman. Spike Lee tells the true story of Ron Stallworth, an African-American police officer from Colorado who successfully managed to infiltrate the local Ku Klux Klan and become the head of the local chapter.
I want to help you find your dog.
You should be my best friend.
The film Dog Days follows a group of interconnected people in Los Angeles who are brought together by their lovable canine counterparts. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
This weekend marks the 30th anniversary of a film that I am a huge, huge fan of.
Ooh.
Tucker, The Man and His Dream. I just love this movie.
I've seen it. I don't remember much about it. It didn't impress me at all, I guess.
Huh. It's a biopic about
this guy. There was
the man that became a car maker.
Yeah, made cars.
And the big three automakers pretty much put the... stomped the fur on him and put him out of business before he even got started. It's a really interesting movie. Francis Ford Coppola directed. You've got Jeff Bridges in it. You've got Martin Landau, who won a Golden Globe, an Oscar nomination, Joan Allen, Christian Slater. Good movie about the making of a car company.
Right.
Tucker, The Man and His Dream, celebrates its 30th anniversary this weekend. We got an actress with a birthday today. Rhonda Fleming is 95 today. In her day, back in the 1940s and 1950s, one of the most glamorous actresses, she was known as the Queen of Technicolor because of her fair complexion and flaming red hair.
Yeah.
Rhonda Fleming. She was in Spellbound, The Spiral Staircase, Connecticut Yankee, and King Arthur's Court. Many other movie appearances.
Was she in Ten Commandments?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Rhonda Fleming.
Rhonda Fleming.
She is 95 today, the Queen
Rhonda.
Of Technicolor.
Yeah.
We mark a 70 years ago today, it premiered on television.
When it's least expected, you're elected, you're the star today. Smile, you're on Candid Camera.
This show was hilarious.
Yeah? It started on radio, known as Candid Microphone.
Candid Microphone.
And then it started on TV in 1948 when people really didn't have TVs. It was one of the first shows on television.
Yeah.
And then it played in various forms for decades and decades and decades. Alan Funt.
And I can't remember any of the bits, but they were all just...
Well, they would do little practical jokes.
Yeah, practical jokes.
Goofs on people.
Yeah.
It was hugely popular. It premiered 70 years ago on television on this day. Now let's finish up with a couple of yucks. How about the Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS?
Yesterday, the New York City Council voted to stop issuing licenses for new Uber drivers, capping the service for a year while they study the effects of ride-sharing in the city. That's going to be a bad way to end an evening, isn't it? You check your phone, it's like your driver should arrive October 2019.
And let's check out a Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
Construction workers recently found a 124-year-old time capsule underneath a school in Massachusetts that contains two newspapers, Civil War medals, and the first season of Grey's Anatomy.
Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby.
Derby.
Now, they're closed on Sunday, so check them out here on Friday and Saturday. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
844 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. He's going to take a look at local sports business. Steve and Ted in the morning.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.